Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News, where Fridays are awesome. Our last show of the school year starts with the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Wind and rain from Andrea started hitting Florida yesterday. The storm was projected to move across the state and up the East Coast. Andrea was a tropical storm yesterday. Experts predicted it wouldn't be over water long enough to strengthen into a hurricane before it made landfall. Next up, there's some controversy concerning phone records. A British newspaper reports that the U.S. National Security Agency collects phone records from Verizon on a daily basis. The NSA didn't comment on the report, neither did Verizon. One U.S. senator said the program is legal and it's been going on for 7 years. A U.S. congressman says the program helps stop a terrorist attack in the U.S. But others say this violates an expectation of privacy. Another senator described it as government overreach that he said most Americans would find shocking. North Korea and South Korea are talking about talking. The countries are planning to discuss the Kaesong Industrial Zone. It's a manufacturing area in North Korea that's right on the border. It's also been a symbol of cooperation with North and South Koreans working there together. But North Korea shut it down in April as tensions increased on the Korean Peninsula. That's just one of the major stories we covered this school year. Here's a look back.
An incredible 570 million kilometer journey is coming to an end. NASA's rover Curiosity is on final approach to Mars.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
The rover Curiosity continues to send back just a spectacular image. Every day, the picture's getting better and better.
At this time, we have begun balloon inflation. Capsule systems are green, instrumentation's green, payload's green, medical systems are green.
I had tears in my eyes when I was coming back a couple times, because you're sitting there and you thought about that moment so many times, you know, how it would feel and how it would look like. And this is way bigger than I anticipated.
We're riding around at 2 o'clock in the morning and we're pulling people out of the water. I mean, you see these people and these cars floating down the street.
You have National Guard now, thank God, helping rescue people out of their homes, and there's nowhere to go. There's a very thick stench of gasoline in the water as well.
Right now, I'm much more concerned about preventing any other loss of life, getting people to safe places, and then we'll worry about the election. The election will take care of itself.